Welcome to this podcast from St. James Scottish Episcopal Church in Leith. This is a 25-minute edit of our Sunday morning communion service. For more information, please visit our website, www.stjamesleith.org.uk.
For today together, Almighty God, by grace alone you call us and accept us in your service. Strengthen us by your Spirit and make us worthy of your call through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. To God, source of all being, eternal Word and Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Indeed, the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot would say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less of a part of the body. And if the ear would say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many members, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and those members of the body that we think less honorable we clothe with greater honor, and our less respectable members are treated with greater respect, whereas our more respectable members do not need this. But God has so arranged the body, giving the greater honor to the inferior member, that there may be no dissension within the body, but the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then deeds of power, then gifts of healing, forms of assistance, forms of leadership, various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? But strive for the greater gifts.
The Gospel is Luke chapter 4, verse 14 to 21.
Glory to Christ our Savior.
Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and a report about him spread through all the surrounding country. He began to teach in their synagogues and was praised by everyone. When he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Give thanks to the Lord for his glorious gospel.
Praise Christ our Lord. So as we pray at this time of listening, the petition is, "Open our ears, Lord," and the response, "And teach us to listen to you." Open our ears, Lord, and teach us to listen to you. Let us pray. As the power of the poetry of your servant Isaiah was opened by Jesus, and as the essential and powerful reality, the radical reality of living as the body of Christ is described by Paul, so we ask that we would leave here today changed, or comforted, or renewed by your word to us. Open our ears, Lord, and teach us to listen to you.
So as we dwell in this moment of keeping quiet together, Lord God, we call to mind that we are members of a worldwide community of faith. And so we pray this morning for those in the church across the world who are in danger or even persecuted for this faith we share. And as we listen to your word this morning, we stand alongside them as they do. Open our ears, Lord, and teach us to listen to you. As we inhabit the quiet and the safety of this place and enjoy the glory and the greatness of this city, we pray that all of us who inhabit planet Earth at this time may learn to hear you again of love for your creation, and help us and our governments to respond to that love of creation. Keep calling us and challenging us as we make decisions and make policy about protecting this world and all of its creatures. Open our ears, Lord, and teach us to listen to you. And after we leave here today, we thank you for the safe places we can go to live in, and pray for all of those who are making efforts and policy and funding for those who don't have a safe place to live in. Empower everything that they do, O God. And we pray that our homes may be places where you are welcomed and recognized through the good and the troubled times. Open our ears, Lord, and teach us to listen to you. And as always, we bring to your love all here and known to us who are ill or injured or bereaved or sad today. Show us how we can help and offer a sense of your comforting presence. Open our ears, Lord, and teach us to listen to you. And finally, we remember those who have traveled through life and now have gone through death into eternity. And thank you for their lives and commend them to your keeping. Open our ears, Lord, and teach us to listen to you. So we thank you, Lord God, for all you have shown us through word and silence and sacrament week by week. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
No. Children of your redeeming purpose, who await with eager longing the fulfillment of all things in the coming of your Son, we offer you our praise with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, singing the hymn of your unending glory.